Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the All About Entrepreneurs show. Well, it is all about entrepreneurs. Now, I hope you don't feel left out if you're not an entrepreneur, because guess what? You are an entrepreneur. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, some people think that being an entrepreneur is just starting a business or running a business. But there are other ways to be entrepreneur. And some of those ways are things such as starting a community program, starting some program in your community. It could be a nonprofit type of program. It could simply be a movement. For instance, someone was talking about entrepreneurship and they had said, did you know the woman who refused to give up her seat on the front of the bus some close to 60 years ago, Miss Rosa Parks? Do you know that was entrepreneurial? Absolutely. If someone comes up with a new idea, they may never start a business, but it helps a community of people. It helps our society in some way. That's entrepreneur. That's entrepreneurial. So, you know, it's becoming the concept of, like, leadership. You don't have to be in the head position or the person in charge to display leadership qualities and leadership skills and abilities. So what we want to do also, in addition to helping entrepreneurs start businesses, profit-making businesses, we also want to encourage people to have the entrepreneurial mindset. And we believe that that will expand our successes in business. We just believe that if people in the community, everyday people, whether they own a business or not, if they take on the entrepreneurial mindset, then that will expand our success in our communities, as a nation, as a town, as a country, and in the world. So we are very, very excited. And the entrepreneurial mindset also includes things like supporting businesses. Do you know how much further along we would be if we were to support our own businesses as opposed to trying to tear them down? We would really support them. That's having an entrepreneurial mindset. If we would understand how the economy works, how our economics works, and, you know, things have been set in place for forever, And we just have to really keep it going. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. So pretty much every generation has to come along and they have to be taught the basic entrepreneurial skills so that they can be empowered to keep our economy going, so that people have jobs, so that people can buy homes for their families, make homes, buy homes, however you want to look at it. Because if you don't buy a home, then you have to build it yourself. So that's your only choices if you want a house, right? You either buy it or you make it. It's just that simple. Now, if you want to make your own house, and I actually got to meet a couple who did just that. And they weren't necessarily big-time real estate developers. They were individuals who knew a lot of people, and they decided to build their own home, yes, with their own hands. And when I met them, they were around 40. It was a man and a woman, couple, and I thought that was the cutest thing. I've never been so impressed in all my life. But so that's what we're about here on All About Entrepreneurs radio show. We want to have a place where people can come and tune in and get empowered, get the support, get the encouragement that you need to be a success in your business and or the business that you do. So today, my topic is everyday payday. That's right, everyday payday. And I want to teach you a little simple strategy that I learned that can help you turn every day into payday. You know, some people are convinced that the only way to get paid is to go and work for someone and wait for a couple of weeks, maybe a week if you're, some companies pay every week. And some companies pay once a month. It just depends. But most people, on average, get paid biweekly. And so these individuals are convinced that that is the way. But, you know, there's always a better way, some way, right? So that's not the only way to get paid. Now, I remember, like I said, I know people that have had jobs where they get paid once a month. And believe it or not, I even knew of a job where some people only get paid once a year. Once a year. Yeah, their check is a very large sum, and they have to make sure they really know how to plan and organize their money and budget their money. It only comes once a year. So, yes, I do. I did hear of a job like that. But most of us know the ones that come twice a month. And, you know, that's fine. But some people are convinced that that is the only way to get paid. Well, I just want to, before I get into my topic, I want to thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time joining us on the broadcast, we are here each and every Monday through Friday morning at 7 a.m. You can also listen by dialing on the phone 347-945-7991, which is also the same way that you would get an opportunity if you had a question or comment to make with the host. You would dial that same number, 347-945-7991, and you would also hit the number one key. The other thing you would do is, you can listen via the internet. So you can go to any number of websites where this radio show is being hosted. You can go to release-your-power.com, and you can certainly connect with us there. It'll be on some other websites. You can go to the internet and just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/AAESHOW. That's the acronym for All About Entrepreneurs, AAE, show, S-H-O-W. So you can listen that way as well. So we are excited and welcome you to the broadcast. Now, don't forget, on Tuesday mornings, every Tuesday, we have a standing co-host, and that's Professor Terry Benjamin, and he brings the topic each and every Tuesday. And don't forget, if you want to know what topics are coming up next so you can set your schedule, definitely you can go to Facebook. On Facebook, we have an event page as well as, and so if you want to come to the event, just send me an inbox if you want me to invite you to the event. And if you, and we also have a page on Facebook, which is All About Entrepreneurs page. And on there, you can also keep up, make comments, ask questions. If you would like to be a guest on the show, you could let me know. If you have a business or a business idea or some topic or some product or service that you want to pitch. And don't forget, Fridays is open mic night. I keep saying night, but it's actually day. Well, it's night somewhere, so. But open mic seems to go very well with night. But we got open mic day, so come on Friday. Shamelessly promote your business. You got 2 minutes or less to do that. And we're excited about that. So this radio show is on the move. We're growing. We're doing great things, and we're excited about it. We are in our countdown for our second annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. That's happening downtown Newark at 858 Broad Street, right smack dab in the heart of downtown Newark. A beautiful place. If you've never been down there, this is your time to come. And I guess one of the reasons I love downtown Newark so much is because it's the closest remembrance for Cincinnati for me. I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, born and raised. Love going downtown to Shovel Toes and Pogues and Fifth Third Bank and Skywalk. So many wonderful memories I have growing up of downtown. So when I came to New Jersey, when I go to a town, my thing is, okay, where's downtown? You know, because downtown was like a big deal for us and growing up, and it was a place we went there all the time. So I need a city that has a big downtown, not a downtown that's a little strip that doesn't serve me so well. There are wonderful stores there, don't get me wrong, but I have to get that feel for the downtown where there's, you know, these big hotels and skyscraping type businesses, buildings. Well, that's just how I grew up. So Newark is the closest thing, so I love downtown Newark. It's right smack dab on Broad Street. There's a beautiful brand new Marriott hotel. So now downtown Newark has, when I came to downtown Newark, They did have the two hotels, Robert Treat and the Hilton. But now they have Robert Treat, Hilton, and the Marriott. So they worked their way up. I've been here 25 years, so now they have three. And I believe they have another one coming in the next 2 years, so we're excited about that. Yes, you have a ton of hotels out on 109, which aren't far from downtown. They're only 2 miles away. But it's still not downtown. So we have the Marriott. That's where we'll be August the 24th, less than 2 weeks away. So each and every day I'm on here, you'll hear me talking about that event. That's the tickets are $30. Most of the vendor tables are taken. We have maybe one or two opportunities left for a vendor. The vendor tables are $50. You can go to the website, Women Leaders and entrepreneurs.com. So we're excited about that event, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. Go to that website. You can order your ticket. You can get phone contact numbers, whatever else you might need for other questions. Now, I've been telling people that if you can get 5 people to buy a ticket, that's 5 purchase tickets, you will get yours for free. So definitely, you'll get 1 free, whatever you want to do with it, that's on you. But we are encouraging people with businesses to come and connect. We have already over 30 vendors that will be there showcasing and expanding their businesses, meeting new customers. We have 8 powerful, dynamic speakers that you will hear from, starting with Dr. Gwendolyn Goolsbee Grant, who wrote for the Essence Magazine for 25 years. She's spoken all over the world. She's a very knowledgeable woman about the condition of people. She's knowledgeable about business. Her daughter at one time was the president of the Florida State chapter of the NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners. So her daughter was president. She's very knowledgeable about business. Her husband has done a lot of things in business. He's the vice president of a college. So she has a lot going on. She's authored several books, many things. And we have Francine Humphreys, also a businesswoman, has several businesses herself. She teaches business. She teaches people how to start businesses all around the country. She's also coming, and around the world. We have many other people, just like all kinds of business gurus are coming, and coming from other countries, other cities as well, to share their knowledge with you. So make sure you get on board for that. So my topic, every day is payday. Now you might say, how in the world is every day payday? Maybe that's why you tuned in, because you're curious to know how every day is payday. Well, I found the answer to that question, and I want to share it with you. So how is every day payday? Well, every day is payday because, guess what? Every day you have another opportunity to get out and sell your products and or services. Every single day, when you are a business owner, when you own a business, this is what you get an opportunity to do. Yes, that's right. When you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, you launch yourself into an arena where every day for you, essentially, every day is payday. When you become an entrepreneur, you no longer get paid on some type of system that works for someone else. Okay? That no longer happens. Okay? So, just know that. That's the beauty of this concept of being an entrepreneur, having your own business. Because as an entrepreneur, you come into the arena where every day is payday. And people, I don't think a lot of people know about that, okay? They think that, yes, being an entrepreneur is hard work, absolutely. So every day is payday and every day is hard work. But I've had a lot of jobs. I'm not like some people who are entrepreneurs and that's all they've ever really done. Like, they've been entrepreneurs since they were five, and so they may not understand the work, the individual that does go to work for someone else. I'm not that person. I'm the person who has had worked for someone else my whole life, from age 15, from my very first summer job, all the way up until about, oh my gosh, when I started my own business in 2002, but all the while working for someone else. So it really all the way up till, I would say, 2004, then I stopped working full-time for a while and just promoted my books and my speaking programs and speaking engagements. Then I went back to a full-time job in 2008, and then I did that from 2008 to 2011. So since 2011, I've been back in this full-time entrepreneurial where every day is payday as an entrepreneur. You don't have to wait. And so what you do is you have to have a balance, though. So you have to balance your day. You have to manage your schedule. And you have to be partly in a creative mode, and partly you got to be in a creative mode. Then you have to be in a production mode. Then you have to be in a promotion mode. And then you have to be in a profit mode. So those are like basically the four steps. You're creating, and then you're producing, then you're promoting, and then you're profiting. So those are pretty, just like a little cycle that you go through. you're always doing one or the other, but the profit side of it becomes, can be every day, especially today and these days because of technology. Yet because of technology, it's pretty easy to create items that you can have ready for sale the very same day. Now, let me give you an example. For me, it's easy because I am a speaker and an author. So I can create one product for sale, and I can go out to the marketplace. And the marketplace today is very easy to reach them because you have technology. And you don't even have to leave your home to reach your market. You know, that was only, you know, probably a dream years and years and years ago of some of our forefathers. They only dreamed of being able to reach the market like that. And here we are today. We are in that environment. We are in that environment where we can reach, where we can reach our customer in no time flat. It doesn't take very long to reach the customer. We can simply just click, like I'm doing right now, I'm just clicking a switch, and I'm going to be able to reach them in just 1 minute. It's not even going to take that long at all for me to reach my customer. Okay? And my customer is right there, right, in arm's reach. I can easily, very easily reach my customer. I can contact my customer, okay? I can let my customers know what products and services I have to offer. I can let my customers know I can let them know how they can reach me. I can also reach them very easily. And it's exciting. It's exciting. So you can make, yes, you can literally get paid every single day when you are an entrepreneur. And especially if you choose the right business model. Now, I'm going to be talking about that on another broadcast, so I won't be able to say much about it today. But I am going to be talking about your business model. What's your business model? And also talking about the business formation. But these are also classes you can take as well, some of the courses that I teach at Essex County College. And that's another way to literally add to your payday, is to become a college professor or a lecturer or a speaker. I knew I was good at speaking. I knew I enjoyed speaking, but I didn't know how I would break into the public speaking business. And some people think that there's only one way to do that, just like there are people who think that there's only one, like, say, for instance, people that I know in the church, they think there's only one way to preach a message. They think that unless they're the pastor, or unless they're good friends with the pastor, or unless they somehow warmed their way and gotten on the platform, on the pulpit, or they believe that the pulpit, rather, is the only platform for preaching. And so, unfortunately, those individuals are sort of blindsided, and then they miss out on other opportunities where they could preach. Same thing with the speaking business. Some people think that the only way to be a successful public speaker is to be invited to some event and stand up on a stage, right? Which is all fine and wonderful and great. And that could be how you could do it. But again, now you're waiting for someone to call you. You're waiting. I will never forget a woman told me one time, don't quit your, she told me, Lalisa, you're a great speaker, but don't quit your day job until your phone is ringing off the hook. And so many people are calling. Some people who are speakers want to know, when should I quit my job if I want to start my speaking career? Well, don't quit until your phone is ringing off the hook when you have so many speaking engagements that you have to actually turn them down. And that's all fine and good for some people, but I'm more so in the creation of things, and so I don't sit back and wait for someone to contact me to speak. I create my own speaking opportunities, which allows me to have a payday every day. So you too can have a payday every day. All you have to do is know how to do a few simple things. You have to know how to connect with the marketplace. That is essential. You can have a payday every day, but so all you got to do is get to the marketplace every day with some product or service. Now, you want to know what I'm talking about? You ever go to New York, right? And you ever see these people standing out on the New York streets? They stand almost everywhere, and they always got some kind of product or service. It doesn't matter. And they're out there every day. So for those people, that's an example of them reaching the market. They know what corner to be on because they know the people that are walking in that area, and they have some product or service that the people in that area want to purchase. And so every single day they're out there, they make money. But they couldn't do that if they was on someone's job and they had to sit and wait for 2 weeks to get paid. But when you are in business for yourself, you can make payday every day. All you have to do is remember the process. Create, produce, promote, profit. It's very, very simple. Okay? So go to it. Go for it. Go at it, you know. And if you come to the conference on the 24th and less than 2 weeks away, I'll be glad to meet with you and share more information. I do have private coaching sessions that I'm doing with people afterwards. I'm setting them up afterwards for that day special. If you want to have a private, I'm scheduling them in half-hour sessions. If you want to have a half-hour, you can do a half-hour session with me for $30. A half-hour, that's $1 an hour. You can't beat it. Not $1 an hour. Actually, $1 a minute. You can't beat it. You can have a live 30-minute coaching session with me for $30. That's the special that I'm running. You can sign up. You can go to my inbox on Facebook, or you can email me at coachlalisa@release-your-power.com. That's coachlalisa@release-your-power.com. And release is spelled R-E-L-E-A-S-E, and Lil Lisa is L-I-L-I-S-A. So Coach Lil Lisa at release-your-power.com. So yeah, so you can 30 minutes, $30. You can get a private coaching session with me, and I will absolutely answer any of your questions and give you some pointers on how you can become very successful in some things that you already probably have on hand. You just weren't sure which direction to go with them. You know, that's what coaching does. Coaching helps people either get moving in the right direction, or it can show people which directions may be a good option for them, and then, of course, give you some steps on how to get there. That's the type of coaching that I like to do, is I like to help people figure out what it is they want to do, how you want to do it, and let's get you moving in that direction and giving you some tips and pointers on getting there and getting there fast. So again, it's been my pleasure to bring to you this topic today, Everyday Payday. You can have payday every single day, but you first got to make the big switch to becoming an entrepreneur. And it doesn't mean you have to quit your day job. You can be a part-time entrepreneur, because today you can reach your market much quicker and much easier from the internet, from home, and from the telephone. Look, right now, I'm doing this broadcast. I'm using a telephone. We're even using the telephone these days for more things than we ever thought we would. There are teleconferences. There are other things you can do. So I'd love to meet with you and hear some of your ideas, give you some pointers. Well, that's all we have time for today. Go out, make money every day. I know you can do it. I'm doing it every day. Every day I sell a book or a CD. Every single day I make money, or I sell a webinar, or I sell another coaching program. Every single day you can do it too. I know you can. So if you're into that kind of business, if you have some product or service, information, and you want to know, connect with me, and I'll show you how you can make money every day. Well, this has been Coach Lalisa on All About Entrepreneurs. Have a great day.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.